Growing up, you and your buddies were always on the same page. Thursday was pickup basketball night. Saturday was an Xbox gaming binge, but then the buddies started falling off one by one. So what if they all have that ring on their finger and you're the only single bachelor left? You've got your own bling. And this one doesn't come with any commitment, just a few really good moments of chill bliss. Why the Sheetz not go for the gold? For a limited time at Sheetz, get your hands on a $3.99 milkshake like the Toffreeze. Made with Hershey's Heath Bars. Unwind with golden ribbons of buttery caramel and a heaping scoop of whipped cream. And don't forget, you can save $1 when you order on the app. At Sheetz, there are endless options when it comes to delicious drinks. Coffeehouse-style cold brews, hot coffees, lattes, shakes, refreshers, and so much more. Everything is customizable, so you always get exactly what you want. And when we say always, we mean 24/7, 365.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance. And are you having a problem there?
Yeah.
Randy's having a problem. Okay, Randy, you probably put on the wrong headset. Can you hear me out of that headset? Now, you still should be good, right?
All righty, Craig.
Boy, I'm going to tell you, working with rookies, folks. Working with rookies. All right. After all these years, and okay, now, after saying that, I just demoted Craig as the up and rising radio star as tonight, well, he's back down to apprentice second class. Are you there for an apprentice?
Let me revert back to.
Hey, I'm letting you know Randy's mic was off.
Be blessed, no stress.
Okay, all right, there you go. Now, you did that all right, okay. All right, now, this is July 8th, and I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, and this is the voice of the Christian resistance, and you've already heard from the rookies. So we're going to get started tonight. Hopefully, we're going to get going because we have a lot to cover tonight. All right? Now, there you go. Now, at least it wasn't something that came from the outside. At least this was, we're good there, so that wasn't an attack from the outside. Now, I'm going to start tonight in 1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in later times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Now that's exactly what is happening today. Okay? It's exactly. Now, the reason I started out there with that tonight, I have an article here. Shocking percentage of Americans don't believe the Bible is God's word. I'm going to come back to this article. But from that, I want to jump over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
Okay, so we're going to away from Timothy over to Corinthians.
Right, 1 Corinthians 6.
Okay.
Okay, Now here's your big chance. You can start with verse 9 and read all the way through verse 9 and read all the way through verse 11.
Okay, 9 through 11.
And 9 through 11.
6, 9 through 11.
Okay. Right.
You know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor
revilers,
nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God.
Okay, now let's take a look at that. Did you see any hiccups, or did you see any stutters in there? Was it very clear that...
It's very clear, and to me it looks like a progression. Am I right or wrong on that?
Yep. So know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, there's a lot out there today that are teaching they're teaching repentance is not necessary for salvation.
That's right.
But God's word doesn't stutter. It's very clear, doesn't it? Now, we hold literally to the word of God, don't we?
Okay, yes, we do.
It says this, that be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate. Now, we know what fornicators are, right?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So we know what idolaters are, right?
Yes, we do.
We know what adulterers are, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, now it says here, nor effeminate. Now, this doesn't mean women, okay?
No.
It means nor effeminate or abusers of themselves with mankind. And that means sodomites, does it not?
That's okay. Correct.
Now, he goes on, nor thieves. We know what thieves are. Nor covetous. Now, covetous is what? That's
actually wanting what is somebody else's. Like, it's not okay if we want the same things. Like, we may both say want a candy bar.
Yeah.
That is not covetous. But it's when I want your candy bar.
Okay, you've got it. Okay, now, drunkards. We know what drunkards are. Now, revilers. Revilers are slanderers. They're slanderers is what that word means. Nor extortioners. Okay. So extortioners, we're going to talk about that because we're seeing that happening today in the corrupt government. It is as corrupt can get. Okay. And you always think that it couldn't get any more corrupt, but with the Biden regime, it just keeps getting worse.
There's always another one.
Yeah, and so... and so it says, none of those shall inherit the kingdom of God. No, referring to those that were saved, and such were some of you, but you're washed, but you're sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So that's referring to only to those that are saved, is it not? Okay.
Yes,
now, the reason we went through that, I wanted to read this article that we have here tonight, starting with this article. Shocking. This is from World News Daily, and it's an article by Baba Unruh. Shocking percentage of Americans don't believe the Bible is God's word. Mainline American churches long have been in decline, and there have been a number of actual civil wars among congregations and divisions that have resulted, often over social issues facing the nation, such as lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queers and their agenda, or, of course, abortion, child killing. Now, these people that adopt these things, we refer to them as what? These people these churches, these religions, that adopt such...
Apostate churches.
They're apostate. Right. Now I'm getting feedback on the line. And I kind of knew we were going to get under attack tonight because we're where we're going. But anyhow, that's just the way it is. I can hear I don't know if you can hear it, but...
Yeah, I can.
Okay, so now, He goes on to say, now the reasons or results you choose are being seen. Only 20% of Americans see the Bible as the actual word of God. Only a full 29% and a full call it fables and legends. These are apostate. These are not Christians. These people will go to hell. Jesus has said that they're going to go to hell, right?
That's right. He did.
So if God tells you you're going to hell, are you going to hell?
You are.
Okay, so but what if that's not what you want to believe? What if you want to believe something else?
That's so.
Okay, the biggest portion, 49%, say that God's word, the Bible, is the inspired by God, but it is not to be taken literally. Now, these people are not saved. If they were saved, would they believe the word of God literally?
They would believe the word of God. They would be uncomfortable to not believe it.
So Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass, but my word will stand forever. And what did he say? He said, I am the word. So if they don't believe in the word, can they be saved?
No, no.
Okay, so the results of the Gallup poll saying that 20% who believe the Bible actually is God's word is a record low. Okay, now, is this in line with what the Bible talks about at the last? What did I just read? In the end times, many will depart
exactly.
from the faith.
People will fall away.
Okay, so they're falling away. Of course, we're seeing, if you'll turn over to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and in the 2 Timothy chapter 4, read me verses 1 through 1 through 4.
Okay, 2, 4. All right, here we go. I charge thee, therefore... I'm sorry, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word, be instant, in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry.
All right, so here now, he's telling you, again, he's giving you an example. So what we're seeing, what we understand here, and this is what the heathen don't understand, they're not believing because they don't understand that God's word is extremely accurate in that what they are doing, how they are behaving, their lack of faith has been prophesied. It was going to happen, okay? And so had maybe they understood this, then they would say, well, you know, the Bible prophesies, the Bible warns against this, therefore I'm going to hold it too and what the word of God says, right?
That's right. Now, and isn't it true that had they really believed and they were really converted, the Bible is something that we compare things against. We don't compare it against anything else. It's axiomatic. The Bible is axiomatic. That we don't compare the Bible against something else. We compare all the something else's against the Bible.
Okay, so then, how do you interpret the Bible? How do you interpret the Bible? The Bible speaks to that, right?
Well, first off, he talks about people not inheriting the kingdom of God. If the rule of God and the life of Christ, meaning the life of Christ, is not in you, then you're comfortable with all that other stuff.
When he says, how do you interpret? The word of God says it interprets itself.
The
Bible, precept upon precept, interprets itself. Now, here... Let me pick it up where we left off on that. It says, the results of the Gallup poll show that 20% who believe the Bible actually is God's word is at a record low. That's down from 24% in the last time the question was asked in 2017, and about half what it was in 1980 and 1984. So the year marks those who claim it's fables, it's legends. That's just what we just read. It'll be a history and moral precepts recorded by man. At 29% is the first time significantly more Americans have viewed the Bible as not divinely inspired than as the literal word of God. Now, Here we're seeing the accuracy of the Word of God. We're reading it, showing you that exactly what it says would happen is happening right now, real time. We're seeing it, we're living it, but we understand it. The vast majority of people are clueless. They're simple-minded, as he tells you. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So out there, the vast majority of people are la-la landers. They're clueless. They don't have a clue, even though the answer and the truth is right here. And this is why God has said, because it's not because the knowledge was not given to them, is they rejected it. They rejected the knowledge.
That's right.
Therefore, God is going to reject them, right?
That's
okay,
right.
Okay, so now he goes on here. He said, the interpretation of the Bible, the Holy Scriptures of the Christian religion has varied widely across time and across religious traditions. Gallup has been asking Americans specifically about their views on a literal interpretation of the Bible since 1976. With the latest update coming in Gallup's May Values and Beliefs survey, the poster reported. Now, the shift in attitude about the Bible is not isolated. It's not an isolated phenomenon. It comes even as a number of indicators show a decline in overall religiosity in the U.S. adult population. These measures include declines in formal identification with religion, self-reported membership in a church, self-reported religious service attendance, a personal importance of religion, and a decline in the belief in God. Thus, it is not surprising to find that the views on the nature of the Bible have shifted in a less religious direction as well. So, again, here, what we're seeing, what this article is confirming, the absolute accuracy, the 100% accuracy of the prophecy of the Word of God. Okay, so here this article written by, what is it, the, Gallup poll, okay. Now, again, the vast majority of people out there are what we call la-la landers. They're clueless. They have no idea what's happening. That's why we're here. Now, I want to talk about what is happening out there today. And so, report, Hunter Biden under federal surveillance, Joe likely compromised by China. Now, we're seeing these things happening. We're seeing lawlessness. This Joe Biden is a wicked, evil man. He just came out and now tried to have an executive order. Boy, excuse me. I heard him today say how a 10-year-old girl got pregnant. And he was trying to plead his case for more abortion, more baby killing. And, you know, Joe Biden, I just wanted to tell you, you know, 10-year-old girls get pregnant because of pedophiles, Joe. Because of pedophiles, Joe. Pedophiles, Joe. God's word, the Bible, makes it very clear that pedophilia, Joe, is a sin. And here there's the whole Biden crime cartel. There's more of an evidence that Biden crime cartel is hooked up with a human trafficking. Well, we're going to go through that as we go this. But here, so the report that Hunter Biden's under federal surveillance, Joe likely compromised by China. Joe Biden's crackhead son, Hunter, may be under federal surveillance regarding his shady connections to China's top spy chief, among other issues. And I have to be very careful with this because of the wording, some of the wording in this, because he was quoting Biden's. So journalist Paul Sperry of RealClearInvestigation.com reported on Monday that a source within U.S. counterintelligence told him Hunter is being monitored by the feds as they are growing concerns about the ties to his Chinese government. Now, first of all, we don't have it. The FBI now is simply a branch of the Communist Party. Obama did that.
But even more absurd to me is this. If they were surveying you, would they tell you?
No.
Okay. Would they tell me?
They they would try to, and what they try to do is harass.
Exactly, you know, that's exactly like right.
In October 2020, it was widely reported in alternative media circles that leaked audio revealed Hunter Biden saying he represented the spy chief of China, a man named Patrick Ho, who started a company with Hunter's partner, Chi Feng. Hunter Biden's laptop from hell revealed that Biden's brother, Jim Wright, was caught sending bank writing instructions to Ho in 2018. One of Hunter's former associates, Tony Bobulinski, spilled the beans about the Biden family shady Chinese business deals in 2020 after the infamous laptop was made public. Sperry also wrote on Monday that U.S. counter-espionage officials allegedly investigating Hunter are interested in his communications with members of the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, which approved a 2015 deal where a Chinese firm took over U.S. auto parts manufacturer. He wrote, U.S. Counter-espionage officials investigated alleged contacts between Hunter Biden and members of the CFIUS during Chinese takeover of the U.S. firm, making automotive parts with dual U.S. technologies, what they call CFIUS, approved the sensitive 2015 deal, which had national security implications. So, again, there's another article here that's saying how that the Biden regime, the whole Biden family, have more investigations by bank, more questionable transactions than probably the last five presidents combined. Okay, and so this, and we told people way back that about the Biden crime cartel, about the whole crime family. Now, I wanted to go here because the corruption, what you have in this corruption, and it is, you have these prosecutors now. Here you have Biden telling people to ignore the Supreme Court. Just ignore them. You got these prosecutors that have turned into prostitutes. And we're going to read, because God's Word, the Bible, doesn't stutter on any of this stuff. It tells you about those that take bribes, those that are bought and paid for. George Soros has bought. He's got a legion of whores. He's bought all of these, and the Bible refers to them as whores. And we're going to take a look at that, where that's at here. But right now, we're up against the break. We'll be back right after this with more.
A little girl lay dying. She was only 8 years old. She said, "I want to see the preacher." So they left them alone. "Will you make me a promise?" She said, as he walked in. He said, "Tell me what I can do." She said this to him.
The pain that he had to bear. Tell mom and dad about heaven above. Heaven, they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus. Tell them all he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them.
She said, "I know I'm dying, but that's not why I'm sad. I know I'll go to heaven, but what about mom and dad?" I told them about Jesus, but I could not make them see. So when they come to my funeral, would you do this for me?
Tell mom and dad about of Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. Just tell mom and dad about heaven above, how that they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
She said they dropped me off at Sunday school, and I'm so glad they did. But how great it would have to be in a church service with them. She said, promise me you'll tell them. As she faded off to sleep, he said, sweetheart, don't worry. And that's a promise that I'll keep.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus and all the pain that he had to bear. About heaven above, tell them they can see me there. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, tell them what he's done for them. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again. Tell mom and dad about Jesus, please, so I'll see them again.
Tell mom and dad about Jesus. We call that the Great Commission. Now listen here, folks. This coming Thursday, July 14th, where are we going to be, Randy? How about at Mulligan's Restaurant? At Mulligan's Restaurant, and the address there is, I got to pull it up, it's not big enough here, 4118, that's 4118 Belden Village Street, northwest in Canton, Ohio. That's on, and that is going to be, we're going to get there before 6:30 so we can get something to eat, huh?
Exactly right, and then we can get back on the air.
And then it starts at 7 o'clock, and the theme is, where do we go from here? That's the theme. And that's what I'm going to be speaking on out there, Lord's willing, huh?
And the Lord is.
You got to put your mic up. You see,
it's not there.
Okay, are we doing it again?
Yeah, I think we're doing it.
Now bring it closer to your mouth.
Yeah.
All right, is that better?
Okay, now bring it right up close where I can hear you. Okay. Folks, these rookies are driving me nuts. I'm telling you. All right, now.
Okay.
All right, so that's where we're gonna be, right? Now I want to say that again because people keep calling me and wanting to know. Where we're going to be, what is the time of that, and I keep telling them, and so there you go, Mulligan's Restaurant, Thursday. He's doing it again. I'm going to have to get him.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, here, lift
your mic up just a little bit. Okay, lift it up, yeah. Okay, here, pull it up like this. Okay. Oh, I see, you got it turned the wrong way. Hang on a minute. Here's your problem, you see. It's supposed to be like that.
Alrighty.
No.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Help from a pro.
Oh, my. There you go. I got you. Now, let's see if we can move on from here. I want you to go over to Hosea chapter 4. Hosea chapter 4.
So we're not doing Psalm.
No, we're going to go to, you just did Psalm.
No, we didn't.
You didn't read Psalm?
I did not read Psalm.
Well, then go back to Psalm and read it. I thought you read it.
No. It says, you want me to do 73, you want 27 and 28.
Right.
For 20. Lo, they are far from thee. They that are far from thee shall perish. Thou hast destroyed all them that go a-whoring from thee. But it is good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God, that I may declare all thy works.
So he says, God will destroy all of those that go a-whoring, away from God. Okay, right now, according to, you often hear people talk about Romans 13, right? And we must obey. But Romans 13 does not teach that we must obey a corrupt government. It teaches that the government, in order to be legitimate, must abide by the word of God.
By the word of God.
Okay? So you've got many, many prissy preachers that fear the government more than God. They fear the government more than God. And so they totally misrepresent it. They twist it. They spin it because they're afraid, especially losing their 501c3. They're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid. Now, a prissy preacher that's afraid, what does that tell you about him?
Oh, that he's worthless. He's a coward. He's no good. He can't be trusted or relied on.
The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions,
as
right?
Lions. Now, that's right.
We're going to go over here because we're looking at what the Word of God has to say about corrupt governments. Now, here in Hosea, he's speaking to the men who are the leaders. So start in verse 12, okay, and read all the way through verse 14.
Okay. My people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staffs declareth unto them. For the spirit of the whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone a whoring from under their God. Their sacrifices upon the tops of the mountains, and they sacrifice and on the tops of mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks, poplars, elms, because the shadow of thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore the people that doth not understand shall fall.
Okay, so he's talking to the men, the leaders, and he's telling them now, he's referring to two kinds of whoredoms. He's referring to spiritual whoredom, and in other words, what's happening today, they're gone away from the Word of God. We have God's Word, the Bible. The Constitution and the Bill of Rights was framed right on God's Word, the Bible. And legitimate government is only what God's Word says it is. There's only one ultimate authority, right?
That's right.
And there's only one source of information that will never pass away, and that's the Word of God. Okay. Has God, in the last, 10,000 years, done everything he said he would do?
Absolutely.
Okay, so he's right on, everything just happening exactly the way he said it would, right?
Yes, he did.
And so now he's telling these men that because of their whoring, and by the way, the sacrifice upon the tops of mountains and burnt incense upon the hills, that's talking about sacrificing their children. That's what he's referring to, killing the children. What is America's national sin?
Abortion, and that's the sacrificing of children.
Exactly, exactly. Now, Lord's willing, this Sunday at Doers of the Word, I'm going to be preaching on America has gone full circle of Genesis 6. We've gone full circle back to Genesis 6. We're back at Genesis 6 now. We're going to take a look at that because it's absolutely amazing how right before God destroyed the earth with 8 billion people on it and how now we're approaching that 8 billion mark, okay, and here all of what we see happening, but something very specific happened back then that now and all of these thousands of years hasn't happened until now. And we're going to take a look at that, okay, this Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. And we start out there in the morning at 8:30 in the morning, at Sunday mornings, with praise and worship. And then from 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we go into an in-depth Bible study. It's a very in-depth Bible study. And, folks, I mean, we hold to the Word of God today. There's only a very small minority. Like the Lord Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter, okay? So the actual church, the actual amount of those that have a profession of faith is only a very small percentage of those that actually have a profession of salvation that are truly saved. And so, but most people will not realize that until it's too late, huh? And so, but our job is to try to get to warn people about that, right?
That's right.
And so here, when he says, I will not punish your daughters. Now, again, he's talking to the men when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses, when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Now, here, he's actually referring to the men here as the whores and the women as the harlots, okay?
Yeah.
And so, therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall. And so now, I want you to turn over to Revelation chapter 17. In Revelation chapter 17, okay,
and what is our verse?
I want you to start with verse 1.
Okay.
And we'll just read all the way through verse 7.
Okay. And there came one of seven angels, which had seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. The inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said unto me, Wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mysteries of the woman and of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns.
Okay, so now we're talking about Mystery Babylon, the great whore. Now, Mystery Babylon consists of three entities. It consists of the political, it consists of the economic, and it consists of the religious. Now, they were all housed in New York City there, and, you know, when you had the World Trade back in 9/11. Now, what he's telling you here, and if you'll go over to, and you'll read, starting in with verse 18, and read down with verse 1, and read all the way
Which
through
chapter?
Verse chapter 18.
Okay.
Revelation 18, read through verse 10.
Okay, so 1 through 10.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And these things I saw, another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. And has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every
every foul spirit, in a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
Okay, in a cage of all hateful bird.
For all nations have
drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance with her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewardeth you, and doubled unto you, your double according to your work in the cup which she hath filled to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall no more sorrow. Now, was that at 7 or do you want me to go?
Okay, well, here. No, read it. Read through 10.
Oh, okay. And therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judged her, and the king of the earth who have committed fornications, and the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her, lament for her, when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, the great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come.
All right, now what he's saying here, he's telling you that the religious system, the religious, the great whore, is going to cuddle up to, like the emergent church, is going to cuddle up to the corrupt government and the corrupt corporations. Now, do we see today what they call the left? We see the apostate church. The apostate church.
Rome.
Well, Rome is one, but back in 2015, the World Council of Religions, the World Council of Religions met in Utah, okay, Salt Lake City. And you had all of the religious leaders. You had the Muslims leaders. You had the Buddhist leaders. You had all of the religious leaders there. Okay, and the Pope had said, if we're going to have a one-world government, in other words, he was referring to, if we're going to usher in Babylon, yep, we must have a one-world religion. He was referring to that. In other words, bringing them together. This is a part of the Antichrist system. Now, here, what he's telling you here is look for the apostate church, the great whore, again, coming together and committing fornication, if you will, meaning going a whoring with the economic system, like big corp, you know, big Pfizer, the big corporations, the woke corporations. We're seeing this taking place now today like it's never taken place before. And, of course, the apostate and the corrupt government. So you have the apostate church, the National Council of Churches, the Roman Catholic Church, Mormonism. Today you have the Episcopal has totally apostatized. United Church of Antichrist is literally what they call the United Church of Christ, satanic. The apostate church, they're embracing sodomy. They embrace abortion. They embrace pedophilia. If, in fact, God's Word, the Bible, calls it a sin, they embrace it. Okay. Today, as we read earlier, many have departed from the faith. And so you have hirelings, many hirelings in pulpits. You have only a small percentage, and this is what the Bible said you would have, of actual shepherds, of actual Peter preaches on these shepherds. Now, with that, I want to go and start taking a look at some of the articles we have here. For example, 2,000 Mules investigator Greg Phillips announces investigative team has identified unique device from inside the TCF Center during late night 2020 election ballot dump. I remember watching. Now, I watched as they brought the vans in and unloaded box after box after box of ballots, and it had Biden right in the box, Biden ballots,
right.
Okay? So on Tuesday, November 3rd, President Trump was ahead of Joe Biden in the swing state of Michigan by over 100,000 votes. And you better listen to this, Brett Baer. You see, I always think of him when I watch him lie, and he knew he was lying. His face turned red. And that woman from Arizona that's running for governor, she just nailed him, and it was really good. She caught him, and his face was red. He knew he got caught in a lie there. But here he says what happened was that this appeared, the 100,000 ballots appeared to be another solid win for President Trump. We watched it. We were watching it happen in Michigan with a greater margin than this 2016 victory. The ballot counting in Detroit, Michigan on election night took place at the TCF Center, formerly known as Cobo Hall. This is the site where Detroit city officials put cardboard, I remember watching them covering the cardboard the windows, over the windows to prevent the GOP observers from seeing in, where poll workers are militantly hostile to the GOP observer, and where hundreds of affidavits by election observers claim they witnessed voter fraud. There is nothing about the Democratic Communist Party that is not corrupt. There's not one redeeming merit value, nothing. It is completely and totally corrupt. No. At last, three election observers testified in sworn affidavits that they witnessed vehicles delivering fraudulent ballots to the TCF Center early in the morning on November 4th. I saw it. I watched the truck come in. They had it, and they were showing you how they were unloading these ballots. Sure. Michigander Shane Trio witnessed the 3:30 a.m. Biden ballot drop that gave Joe Biden an outstanding lift. There were thousands and thousands of ballots in each box, Trio says. There were at least 50 boxes, and I saw unloaded at 3:30 a.m., well after the 8 p.m. decline for ballots to show up. The 3:30 a.m. was the first ballot delivery since 10:30 p.m. when 138,000 ballots showed up suddenly. Shane later testified that he noticed that the city of Detroit's clerk's office, which is totally, completely corrupt, and its emblem were written on the white van and showed up with the ballots. City clerk Janice Winfrey's name was on the van and the number presumably for Janet Winfrey's office. Trio says the ballots could not be processed when they arrived, so by the time they were counted, a new shift of poll workers had come in for the day. Well, you know, it goes on, the article goes on and on. But, again, this is what we're talking about, the going to whoring, the corruption, the prosecutors. You've got all of these prosecutors now that are bought and paid for by George Soros. They've got no legitimacy. If you're out there, like right here in Cleveland, when the prosecutor says he's not going to prosecute or he's not going to enforce the heartbeat bill, the law, okay? So what he's telling you is that he's not legitimate, that we do not. In fact, the Bible said it would be a sin for us to recognize any legitimacy in these people. It would be a sin to do that, okay? And so do you know where that's at in Scripture? Here, I'll take you right there to it. One of your favorite verses over in Proverbs, chapter 24.
Yeah, you're right. I live in Proverbs.
Okay. So if you go over to Proverbs chapter 24 mm-hmm. and start with verse 18.
Proverbs 24:18. Okay. Alrighty, we will get these pages. Here we go. Okay. Okay, 24:18, which says
no, go
that,
19.
19, okay. Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked, for there shall be no reward to evil for the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. You want me to keep going?
Yeah, my read son, all the way down through 26.
Okay. My son, fear not fear thou the Lord and the king, and meddle not with them that are given to change, for their calamity shall rise suddenly, and who knoweth the ruin of them both? These things also belong to the wise. It is not good to have respect of persons in judgment. He that saith unto the wicked, thou art righteous, him shall the people curse. Nations shall abhor him, but to them that rebuke him shall be delight, and a good blessing shall come upon them.
Okay, so he's telling you that those that give legitimacy to the wicked like that should be cursed. It's a sin to do that, huh? And well, let me ask you this. How do you honor? Do you honor a candidate by voting for him? By your vote, is that an honor?
Oh, absolutely, if you're honoring a person.
So then if you know, knowingly, you vote for a wicked person, are you committing a sin?
You are absolutely committing a sin, and you know that too.
Okay. So go over to Proverbs 17.
Proverbs 17.
And read me verse 15. Proverbs 17.
He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord.
Okay, is there any stuttering there?
No, oh, there's no hiccup and no.
Okay, so this is what we're seeing here. And folks out there listening, you don't give it any legitimacy. These people have lost their legitimacy. Joe Biden is a wicked man. He's a very, in fact, I'm going to right now ask everybody out there to pray with me. This wicked man is doing, he's destroying our country. He was sent in there to reduce us. He's bringing in, and folks, let me tell you something. All of these children that were brought into this country that disappeared. Okay, remember, the Biden crime cartel is thick as thieves with the human trafficking cartel and the drug cartel. They're all criminals. They are criminals, criminals get. And so let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, and pray with me too. Our country, folks, we need to stand up. We need to be obedient to the Word of God. God's Word is real. God's Word is real. But you need to be for real. You need to really believe God's Word and stand with it. So Heavenly Father, Lord God, I would ask that you would remove that wicked old man, that you would remove him and Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer. These are wicked, wicked people, and they're trying to destroy our country. They're bringing in men of fighting age, military age men, many, many truckloads of, and they're bringing them, and they're putting these sleeper cells all over our country. The Father God, and America has gone to sleep. She said, as sleeping, not understanding what is happening out there. So my prayer, Father God, is that you remove these wicked people. You wake up America. You wake them up. You wake them up, Lord, that they understand. And Father God, Lord, that you not let them be intimidated. You not let them say, we're surrounded on every side. What can we do when the foundations be destroyed? You've said, Lord, that your people are more than conquerors, more than conquerors, and that we're more than victorious, Father God, and in the Lord Jesus. So, again, we would encourage your people not to let them be discouraged and frightened by the evil, the wicked one. That's their job. But to embolden your people to stand up and realize that they are the children of the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Father God, all of these things we ask now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, we're coming up to a break. So when we come back from the break, we got a whole lot to do. So let's get her done.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.